harassing an old mini-DVs in a dungeon with her male neighbor Sid, her landlady Mrs. Plimkin, and a dead body to solve the body's murder, and Ferris, the current prime suspect show! Look, all I remember is in the month of August, I got really addicted to filling out long paper applications. Oh, and Ambien.
My rental application is the longest in the city. It's my calling card. Well, that and the untested mold.
I obviously snuck in to fill out the enticingly long rental application on an Ambien bender and then recorded over a mini DVD. That's sort of like electronic paperwork.
Oh my gosh, should I do it?
Right now it looks like yes.
Admit it, Farrah.
She was killed with arrows in front of us. How could I do that?
Auto-loading arrow machine?
You seem to know a lot about arrows, Sid. Could you be the killer?
What the hell?
The sexually explicit garden gnome? That just fell out of Sid's pocket.
That lust-laden statuette stood sentry by the late mysterious victim's door.
We have a new prime suspect. Let's poorly investigate by listening for clues on another mini DVD. This one's labeled Bum Wrap. Ooh.
Help me welcome our 10-time defending battle champion, A's Tongue, to the stage. Okay, who's gonna challenge him for the crown? Is no one brave enough?
Hey, yo, I will.
Who said that?
I did. My name's Bum Rap.
Whoa, a talking butt?
Get on!
No butts!
Two butts down!
I only rap battle against humans, not against sentient buttocks. Rap battle your own kind, you stinky bottom.
There's no rule that butts can't rap.
This is an underground rap battle. There are no rules. The butt raps. Let's flip to see who goes first.
Heads, because the butt doesn't have one.
It's heads. 30 seconds on the clock. DJ, drop a beat.
Yeah. Knock, knock, who's there? Ain't no one, it's just a terrier. You can't crack a smile, so get your ass cracked in vertical foul. I wish a lobotomy. Forget this thinking side of you. Your TPO owes this crowd an apology. Yeah! Think you're a word artist. At best, you're a fartist. I smell your stank, and your rhymes are real rank. This booty thinks it can do me harm. Get your ass back, cross number two line to the butt pole!
Pretty good, not bad. Okay, Bum Rap, 30 seconds. Let's see what the butt's got.
I hope you didn't eat beans.
Alright, yeah, I'm a butt. And you clearly got eyes, but at least I got a brain in between my thighs. Think you can sling buttock slurs, I ain't heard. Keys the can caboose, fanny tunnel of turds. I shit where I eat, sour cheeks on my feet. But ooh, catch a whiff, at least I don't cheat. That's right, he's been frontin', check the speaker on his chest. Been letting the rhymes come from an uninvited guest. Pull back the curtain, who could it be? A hidden vagina, rapping to all of ye.
He was a vagina the whole time?
Queef.
Vaginas? I got it! Sid, you killed the mysterious victim because you didn't want to order your own sexually explicit garden gnome on the internet and get targeted by sexually explicit lawn decor ads!
No, no, no! I'm not into gnome porn. I'm into the normal stuff.
Give that poor guy a break, would you?
Oh my god! The erotic gnome just came to life and it's taking my sign!
Holy Patreon! Bonus material, why aren't we also filming?
Oh, it's
you're
a vagina!
Alive? Oh, I once put out a Virginia Slim on your ample bosom.
Oh, I remember. Gnomes never forget. The name's Gale, and apparently I really like mushrooms.
Well, on that note, let's end this episode and check the room for gas leaks, because this is getting strange. It's the Ferret Tongue's listening to old mini DVDs to find out if this garden gnome is really alive, or if we're on drugs, or intestine mold, or in a dream, or mental institution, or figments of weirdo writers making use of no S&P rules, or network notes, or general storytelling guidelines show.